I'm speaking as a man, masculine gender, to men. We are living in a world, and surely in a society, that is so widely dominated by powers that are not consistent and obedient with the will of God. This gift of counsel enables us to live a decisive life. I know of nothing to watch my language. I know of nothing that we men, I repeat, masculine gender, need more today than to be decisive. And the reason, as I told maybe some of you, at the Carlo Menzenti meeting in Chicago, when I spoke about the United States being the most powerful Marxist nation in the world today. If there is one thing, many other things, there's one thing that Karl Marx wanted to remove from society. He wants the authority of men, masculine gender. In our country has succeeded, I was going to say phenomenally, I will change the adverb, demonically, we need decisiveness that both men and women, but especially women, in today's Marxified United States. How we need to be confident. Confident of the decisions we make are those which are backed not only by God's grace enlightening us, but by God's grace in strengthening us to carry through. No wonder the national average in the United States is now over 50% of our American marriages end in divorce. Do you hear me? How we need to be decisive, not just to make a decision, but to remain faithful to what we've decided. Why? Because we made the decision not only with our own minds, but with, dare I say, the help of the mind of God. Let me be a little more clear. The gift of counsel depends on our being faithful and responsive to the gifts of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. These gifts are deeply interdependent. My notes tell me to say this gift of counsel is, I use this word deliberately, is desperately needed by bishops, by priests, by leaders of the church, and especially among you married men, by you fathers. Without this gift, our lives would be one lifelong confusion. Go on. How to grow and develop His gift in our minds. strange first recommendation. We need to have a deep, deep humility of mind. What are we saying? We are to distrust our own intellect. And the more intellectual we are, well, I know, the more stupid we can be. Trusting our own minds rather than in the mind of the God whose light we need to direct our intellects. We need a deep sense of my own weakness and ignorance. And I stress the words, my own. That is why, and in one single, I was going to say a declarative sentence, I'll change it, in one single imperative sentence. Pray, pray, pray as you never prayed before. And the main reason for prayer is to have light for the mind. And I repeat, I hope I've said this before, with all kinds of weaknesses and disabilities, one thing I can safely say, I am not a pious coop. I've had too much experience. I've known too many people. And the most dangerous people in their own lives, dangerous to themselves and dangerous to others, are the intellectuals who do not pray. How we need, I'm talking about how do you grow in this gift of counsel? By praying more deeply, more fervently, shall I say, more constantly than we've ever prayed before. Why? So that the decision we are to make, that's what the gift of counsel is all about. To be decisive, but hear it. Not be decisive depending on my own wisdom. By ourselves, you're all stupid fools. I mean it. We are by ourselves walking idiots. And I mean that. And the most idiotic are the intellectuals, and well, I know, who depend on their own intellects, independent. How stupid can you be? We need the Holy Spirit. That is why I wouldn't dare talk this language. Lest, with God's grace, I've been trying to live this kind of life myself. To ask, O Lord, show me, O Lord, your ways, and teach me your paths. Unquote, sacred scripture. All you need is to say, Jesus. All you need is to say, my God. But ask him. you, and I mean this, throughout the day. And depending on among whom you work or with whom you live, try to avoid using your lips when you pray. I'm talking a repeat from 51 years experience in the priesthood. In God's providence, He has placed some, well, important persons into my life. And the one thing I never tire of repeating, and this is to members of the hierarchy, Your Excellency, or in some cases, Your Eminence, pray. In order that the decisions we make will not be just our own, as by ourselves, in any age, and certainly in our age, we cannot know what we should do, how we should do it, what we should say, how to say it. That is why, as I'm sure I've said this more than once, most of my writing for publication over the years has been written before the Blessed Sacrament. This is why I encourage the Blessed Sacrament exposed, and why my preference when I'm giving a retreat with me into a hall, thanks. I like to speak in chapel, but it's too small. Very well. Want to bring the Blessed Sacrament into the hall. Father, what are you saying? This is a hall. Bring the Blessed Sacrament in. We need light. Light from God constantly. Now, I have 7 recommendations. Not only to pray verbally, not only to pray vocally, but pray internally. Whatever decision you make, I keep repeating, I beg you to meditate. And my favorite definition of meditation is thinking in the presence of God. Place yourself in God's presence and then start thinking. Try never to think alone. Ask Him for the light you need. Compare, balance the options that come to your mind. Be sure that your will is bent only on doing God's own will and not yours. And with your mind, make a decision. Having made the decision with your mind, then choose with your will and then act. Seven-ply formula for letting out the gift of counsel. Lord Jesus, how deeply grateful we are for endowing us with the gift of Your Holy Spirit, and the gift of counsel, the gift by which Your Holy Spirit is always ready to direct our lives. My dear Savior, give us that intellectual humility to always, always live in your presence, especially when we have decisions to make, so that what we decide may be not our own weak, faltering knowledge, but your divine wisdom. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.